Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Video shows ICE agents detaining a man who is a U.S. citizen Tuesday on the West Bank in Minneapolis. 20-year-old Mubashir says he was leaving for lunch break outside his building.
I just got chased by a masked person. The agent didn't, at one point, he didn't identify himself. He didn't say, ICE, stop. I felt like I was getting assaulted. I was getting kidnapped. And that's exactly what it was. And the way they were treating me, it was inhumane.
He says he told officers that he had a passport, but they still wanted to scan his face. Mubashir says he was declined water and medical assistance at the detention facility and forced to walk home in the snow. Governor Tim Walz sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem about the U.S. citizens that he says were unconstitutionally detained during an ICE operation. MNN's Sean Maloney.
The governor is asking Noem to review and respond to multiple arrests of United States citizens during ICE operations in Minneapolis. Walz says the series of incidents raises serious concerns about civil liberties and trust between Minnesota communities and federal authorities. Walz says, according to reports, citizens were asked to move back from the scene of ICE operations, and when they declined, they were physically pushed, handcuffed, and transported to federal facilities.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation has officially opened its beloved Name a Snowplow contest for the 2025-26 winter season, inviting residents to submit witty Minnesota-themed names.
We really just want folks to have fun with it. It's not meant to be a political message or any kind of foul language. We just want folks to have fun with it, so keep those rules in mind as you come up with creative names.
Spokeswoman Ann Meyer. Submissions will be accepted through noon on Friday, December 19th, on MnDOT's website. Minnesota native and former Wild forward Zach Parise is now a member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Parise and the class of 2025 were enshrined Wednesday night at the St. Paul River Center. He played high school hockey at Chautauqua St. Mary's in Faribault before skating for the University of North Dakota. The University of Minnesota men's basketball team fell to sixth-ranked Purdue 85-57 last night in West Lafayette, Indiana. The Boilermakers had a three-point lead at halftime before pulling away in the second half. Minnesota is now 5-5 overall and 1-1 in Big Ten play. Texas Southern visits Williams Arena on Sunday afternoon. Bentleyville in Duluth is the first-place winner in the USA Today Best Public Holiday Lights Display again this year. The tour of 5 million lights along the shore of Lake Superior has won 4 years in a row. Bentleyville is celebrating 22 years of spreading holiday magic in 2025. The tour of lights is free, but there are parking fees. The University of Minnesota volleyball team plays host Pittsburgh tonight in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. The Golden Gophers beat Fairfield and Iowa State in the regionals last weekend in Minneapolis. Minnesota lost to Pittsburgh in the NCAA tournament in 2021 in Omaha. Tonight's match is on ESPN2 at 6 p.m. This is MNN.